Hello.
Hi, Darius?
Yes, who is this?
Hi, Darius. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. How's your day so far?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for asking. Well, hey, don't be alarmed. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to have a humble conversation with me?
Sure.
All right, perfect. Let's get started right here. So I am speaking with Darius Reed, right?
Yes.
Okay, does anyone in your household work for media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? All right. You are 18 years older and registered to vote, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect, man. Hey, I do appreciate you taking your time to participate on this, okay? Now, just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
African-American.
All right. And I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely be voting? Probably vote? Chances are 50. Probably? Okay. Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what's your age, sir?
21.
All right. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in the 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 meaning you're extremely motivated.
6.
All right. Let's go on to the next. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following using information about politics, candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat close, not that close.
Not that close.
Okay. Okay. All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican? And independent?
Democrat.
All right. So this is exactly what these polls are for. Your answers are completely confidential. Just speak your mind and just however the answers come, just go ahead and just speak them out, right, man? Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not strong,
okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No comment.
Let's say that your options are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. Or you just don't want to answer
somewhat
that?
Approve.
Somewhat approve? Okay. Here we go. Right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed in?
Dissatisfied,
okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic condition in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Saying about the same, maybe getting worse.
Okay. Maybe getting worse. Okay. So I have two options, and you're about right in the middle of them. Staying the same or getting worse. Which one of the two?
Getting worse.
Okay. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. So I'm going to read you a list. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, reducing crime, improving K-12 public schooling education, protecting abortion rights, border security, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of hands of the wrong people, making college more affordable and forgiving student debts, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security, and Medicare. Which one of those in the list would you say Congress needs to focus on? You can choose two of those.
I can pick two?
Yeah.
Education and jobs.
Okay, so improving K-12 public school education and creating more jobs and raising wages, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. You're doing a great job so far. We're about 25% done. Please bear with me. You're doing an excellent job, man. I appreciate you actually going through with this, okay? Now, I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable towards them, and 50 meaning that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use the number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, okay? Let me go down the list. Republican in Congress, do you feel warm or cold about this, or you really don't care? 50-50.
50-50.
Okay. Here we are. Okay, Donald Trump.
25.
Okay, Joe Biden.
50-50.
50. Okay, Bob Casey Jr.
50-50.
Okay, David McCormick.
50-50.
Kamala Harris.
50-50.
Okay, Democrats in Congress.
60.
60? Okay. Cornel West.
50-50.
Okay, Tim Scott.
50-50.
Oh, excuse me, 50-50. Okay, Hakeem Jeffries.
50-50.
Okay, moving on to the next. And now it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for?
Uncertain. I don't have a certain answer.
So there's actually an option that says undecided.
Undecided.
All right. If the general elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican David McCormick and Democrat Bob Casey Jr., for whom would you vote for?
Undecided.
If you're undecided, please say so, sir. You're undecided? Okay.
Yeah.
Which candidate would you lean towards supporting, Republican David McCormick or Democrat Bob Casey Jr.?
Undecided.
And they said it. All right, that's actually an option. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about President Biden and his administration and how they're doing?
No.
No? Nothing at all?
Not too much. I don't.
Let's say, okay, these are the options. Yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all, okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot.
Yes.
Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Yes, a little.
Yes, a little. Okay, yes, some. All right. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Less. Okay. Somewhat less favorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
Less favorable.
Okay, somewhat. Okay. In your own words, all right, we're about 70% done here, so you're doing an excellent job. In your own words, I need to go ahead and put this verbatim. What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Him getting... What was it? him being labeled as a criminal now for whatever he, I don't even know what he did, but for whatever he did, him being labeled as a criminal.
Okay. Labeled as a criminal. All right. So him getting labeled as a criminal. Perfect. Let's go on to the next one. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to our African-American community right now? You may choose two. The lack of quality education opportunities. That's number one. Cuts to the social safety net to Social Security. That's number two. Rising crime and violence. That's number three. Donald Trump getting elected president again. That's number four. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom. That's number five. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. That's number six. Stagnant wages and rising costs. That's number seven. And a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in our community. You can choose two of those.
Donald Trump getting elected and lack of, the last one, I'm sorry.
The lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in community?
Yes, and Donald Trump getting reelected.
Yeah, I got that one for sure, 100%. Okay, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with the issues. So I'm going to read you a list, and you tell me if you believe Biden is better at dealing with this issue or Trump is better with dealing with this issue, okay? The rising of white supremacy and nationalism. Do you think Trump is better at this or Biden is better at dealing with this issue?
Can you repeat the issue one more time?
Absolutely. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Who do I think will deal with it better?
Yes. Yes.
Biden.
Biden. Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Okay. Fixing the immigration system.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. Much better or somewhat better?
Much, somewhat better.
Somewhat better. Okay. Tracking inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Biden.
Okay. Much better or somewhat better?
Much.
Okay. Now, growing the U.S. economy.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. The last one, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom.
Joe Biden.
Okay. Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. Let's go on to the next question. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Less. Okay. Much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. Hey, I appreciate you being so honest with us, okay? And I do like to emphasize on the options that I have. That way, we get precisely the answer that you aim for, okay? We're about 85% done here. We're almost done. Please bear with me. You're doing an excellent job. Now, this is the next question. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Agree.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly.
All right, let's go on to the next one. It says Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges. His supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree with this or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Okay. Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Give me a second here. Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Often? Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, X, TikTok, or other? You can choose two.
TikTok.
Okay. So TikTok is one. The second one would be?
Instagram.
Instagram. All right. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? Which or what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college and vocational certification, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
High school.
High school? Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to the political issue, would you describe yourself as a conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Liberal.
Is there an uncertain option?
There is. Let's see. This is your option right here. Very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal, or don't know.
Don't know.
Okay. And how often do you attend church? Or a religious service twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year. Every week? All right.
Every week.
Okay. All right. Every week. Here we go. Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, or hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
None
at all?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban? All right. And when one or more of your let me start over. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. Now, this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for participating in this. Have yourself a wonderful evening. You've been a great sport, man. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye now.